Just like that, we're back. Welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope you guys had a terrific evening and you had a chance to read the health article that we posted yesterday about the magnesium brain food and how L-theanate helps out with cognitive performance, sleep, and also hand-eye coordination. Interestingly enough, I talked to one of my friends last night about this product, and we were curious if any of the F1 drivers are using products like this, because their level of coordination and eye-hand coordination is so high, guarantee they got to be running different supplements. Granted, those guys are built like different machines. You got to be in a level to operate F1. That's not even a learned skill set. You have to be so inbuilt with that.
Yeah,
but yeah.
The best movie that came out last year was F1 with Brad Pitt. Now, I've watched the movie half a dozen times. I love it. To me, it reminds me of the movie Midway that I love, the one that came out a few years ago, and also Top Gun Maverick. Those are my three favorite current movies that are out there. And I like Twisters, that one that came out about 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah.
I like that movie, too. But the reality is they do the hand coordination stuff there. They're throwing balls, doing machines.
All the time.
Because I'm telling you what, it's like flying an airplane. When you fly an airplane, you can't be thinking about, what should I do now?
No.
You need to know where your flight controls are at all times, because things happen really fast in airplanes. I've had it happen to me. And, you know, that's why a lot of these pilots end up dying, because they have to start thinking, what do I do? You can't think like that when you're flying a plane. The one thing you got to do when you fly a plane, when you have a problem, you remember one thing. There's only one thing you remember. That's it. You fly the plane. You don't get all wrapped up in trying to figure out what gauges you've got to fly the plane. If it turns into a glider because the engine stopped, you got to fly the plane. You can't panic and start screaming and jumping up and down your seat.
There was a video.
Same thing is true with this.
I was trying to find it the other day because I was thinking about hand-eye coordination. There was a video. It was last year's F1 season. And one of the guys, I forgot who it was. It may have been Hamilton. He was coming around a corner. And one of the cars way up in front of him hit the wall. Mm-hmm. And he comes around a blind corner about 180, 190. And, I mean, the car's here. He comes around him. And, I mean, it was as soon as he came around the corner, the twitch. I mean, he twitched around him, boom, came right around him, never touched him. And, I mean, the speed, velocity, and just response on it, I was like, okay, wow.
I'm going to say something. I've been 199 miles an hour on the Autobahn.
Yeah.
You think, did you really? Yeah, I've got the video if you want to watch it. 199, 317 kilometers per hour. I mean, I topped out the turbo, Porsche, on the Autobahn. And if you guys don't realize, and if you've never been at that speed, how fast everything happens. If you come up on traffic at that speed, it just from physics, even with this carbon ceramic brakes, it takes a minute to slow that thing down.
200 miles an hour, you're doing, I think, 3 football fields a second, roughly.
It's something like that. No, it's crazy. Well, I know you're doing 88 feet a second at 55 miles an hour. You'd be the length of a solid football field every second. That's how fast you're going. And so that means you can't be looking 10 feet in front of you. You got to be looking half a mile
ahead. Way up in front of you.
Same thing they teach you with flying. You got to look at the end of the runway when you land a plane. Otherwise, you impact too soon.
And that's why you always, even if you're not a racer, even if you're not involved in that type of stuff, you always want to have the best reaction times, the best hand-eye coordination possible. Because remember, as you get older, a lot of that stuff decreases because you don't
use it. You speak for yourself.
No, I said you lose it because you don't use it.
I use it all the time.
Exactly, my point. You can't be stagnant, lazy, on the couch, shoving Netflix down your brain and Doritos down your throat and no nutrient supplements and then wondering why you're slow, out of shape, and ineffective to do anything. Responses have to be continually pushed on a regular basis as you get older. And most of the time, you take the right supplements, you train, you exercise, you use your reactive properties, and you also work on reflexes, you'll still keep them. So be sure to check this out. It'll be going off probably later on this afternoon. I'll switch it over later on the night. EyeSight, you guys voted.
Oh, great.
One of your favorite products.
I take it.
That's going on product of the week.
If you're using the iPad a lot and you're starting to get some, your vision is, you got to take Forward.
Well, it kind of threw me for a loop. I put some heavy hitters on here, right? So we had the Ultra Multiple Chewable, CoQ10, Fit Food. That's one of my favorite. I mean, I got Fit Food in this.
You know why EyeSight won? Right, you know why it won? Because it works.
Yeah.
People that
want
it.
I was wondering. I was like, and I mean, it won heavy. I mean, it took almost half the votes. And I'm surprised because Fit Food usually wins a ton. CoQ10 wins heavy too. But again, a lot of people are realizing, man, always do the best you can to protect your eyesight. You know, back in the day when I was younger, I used to always kind of scoff at safety glasses when I was a young kid working landscape. And I got older, and I remember one time when I was working construction on Amelia Island, I had a buddy of mine who got a piece of aluminum up in his eye. It was bad. No safety glasses on. And it was bad. He ended up having to go to surgery, a guy we knew up there in Amelia Island. And ever since then, I saw how bad it affected him. I realized, it's not a joke. It takes one little piece of something to mess up your eye, but it also takes one less thing every day you do just causes your vision to kind of go downhill. You start reading the iPad a little bit. You start basically having bright lights in your eyes all the time. You stop taking supplements on it. That's another thing you've got to maintain as you get older, as your eyes. Mine are still pretty good. Even at my age, I haven't lost much in them, but I also do take the eyesight. And I try to use blue light blockers on a lot because I'm on a lot of lights on a regular basis, phones, iPads. And I even notice, even with blue light blockers on stuff, if I stay on the computer too long, you get almost like eye fatigue when you get done with it.
You do.
And so be cognizant of that, my friends. Take the right supplements. Eyesight, obviously, one. So be sure to check this out. Also, too, in other news, make sure you guys are checking out the podcast platform. We got lots of news stories on here every single day, including on the news top section. You want to know where we post a lot of this stuff? Every day on the daily news at Austin Brower. Excuse me, Austin Brower. TheBrowerShow.com. We're not there yet. I couldn't
do Whoa. As long as homeboy here is breathing air.
I couldn't do the show by myself anyways. Well, our solo, which I've done numerous times you've been out of town.
Oh, you're digging deep trying to come out of this one, aren't you? Yeah, I'm breathing air.
The Austin Brower Show. Did I say that one time on the show? No, I love having him on the show. It's great.
I love having him on the show. Now it's your show that you're having me on as a guest. It's getting awful.
Allegedly, Apache went down yesterday in Iran.
Massage shot it down. I ran into it.
Well, no, it's interesting. I had my buddy, I was curious about this. I called up my contractor last night. I said, dude, what the heck was this? I said, I thought they had the ceasefire in Iran. I thought it was calming down. Suddenly, Iran shoots down an Apache for no reason. And he literally goes, Iran didn't shoot an Apache down. I'm like, what do you mean? He goes, who do you think shot an Apache down? He goes, Iran had no benefit in the middle of a ceasefire to shoot an Apache down. And the reason why, you know, I brought that up is be cautious. And it's not just this conflict over there. It's with everything now in the mainstream media when it comes to diet, health, GLPs. I mean, we're going to talk about that today as far as a lot of the ways they built this GLP-1, these drugs.
You got to stay tuned for that. If you're on a GLP drug right now, you need to listen today. It's not what you think it is. And oh, by the way, Massey has showed why he got kicked out of Congress.
Yeah, this is interesting. I saw this yesterday.
This one got me pretty mad. Mad. I mean, like raging mad. Like, wanting to use bad language bad. Like, angry mad. Speaking truth in Washington will get you fired or worse. Thomas Massey had better watch his back. Congressman Massey, because he's still there, man. They booted him out, but he won't be out until the end of the year. Demonstrates once again why he could not be tolerated by official Washington as he lifts the lid secrecy surrounding the USS Liberty attack 59 years ago. And he said something that I was completely unaware of. He said that the Liberty was hit with napalm. Now, that burned the skin off a bunch of these soldiers.
Well, they were scarred and maimed. A lot were killed. The rest of their life, they had to deal with this whole thing.
Congress has never investigated the Israeli attack on the USS Liberty.
Never.
In contrast, the Al-Qaeda attack on the USS Cold that killed 17 crew members on October the 12th, 2000, elicited a congressional investigation lasted 9 months. You can go online and read the exhaustive 95-page report produced by the Congressional Insulation. There is no such document about the USS Liberty. Why? Decades of silence. Okay, the survivors of the 1967 attack on Liberty were reportedly threatened by the U.S. military admiral Isaac Kidd that if they ever talked about what happened that day from Israel attacking the USS Liberty, they'd be sent to a brig at Fort Leavenworth, Kansas. He did do that.
Wow.
The guys came out and testified that they did that. There's a video called Sacrificing Liberty. You need to watch. It's a four-part series. It's unbelievable. You can watch it online for free. It's really, really good. Massey announced a planned speech that on post on X ahead of June the 8th, an anniversary of the attack. Survivors of the USS Liberty have been invited to attend the remarks, which became a federal court insider's lawsuit about what has happened. The Jerusalem Post reported Massey's USS Liberty speech under the headlines, Thomas Massey Elevates Anti-Israel Conspiracy Theory to House Floor.
It was a conspiracy theory.
Okay. I got so mad this morning, I said some bad words. I did. If you think I got this halo, I'm adjusting. I ain't got no halo. I'm just a redneck country boy with a really high education that's got a transmitter. And when I read stuff that I know is true, it's true. But Israel had to come out. Massey touts U.S. Liberty's conspiracy theories in House speech. Thomas Massey elevates anti-Israel conspiracy theory to House floor. Okay, so the anti-Israel theory is, they never attacked the Liberty. They shot it 5,000 times. They hit it with a torpedo. They tried to sink it. They had the commandos coming in with helicopters to completely go through the ship and kill everybody and sink it. And they're the ones who shot the USS flag off of it. It was a communications vessel. And they overheard, supposedly, what was going on in Egypt and the massacre of a whole bunch of civilians. And so Israel had to get rid of the ship and basically sink it. And also, we made a mistake. We didn't know it was a United States ship. It was flying stars and stripes.
Yeah.
They shot it down. 5,000 rounds. And then they napalmed the boat, trying to burn it, sink it, and kill all the soldiers on board. I mean, it's unbelievable what they did. But remember, at that point, Lyndon Johnson was having an affair with an Israeli honeypot Mossad woman who was married in the White House. He was a real pervert, by the way, Johnson was. He used to lay his private parts down on the table. This is how sick he was, in front of everybody, and say, whoever's got the biggest private part could make the rules here. You think, oh, come on, he would. Yeah, okay, why don't you just look it up? He was that big of a sicko. He gave us the Johnson Amendment, remember? The 501(c) corporations, trying to shut the doggone evangelicals up. He was so pro-Israel, it was unbelievable. The evidence was clear, both Admiral Isaac Kidd and I believe with certainty that this attack, which killed 34 American sailors, injured 172 others, was a deliberate effort to sink an American ship and murder its entire crew. I am certain that the Israeli pilots that undertook the attack, as well as their superiors who had ordered the attack, were aware the ship was American. I know it was. You know it was. We all know it was. And they hit it with napalm. Now, here's the problem I've got with this. We've got to cover them. They were also involved in the Kennedy assassination, from what I've done the research on, because he said Israel never have nuclear weapons. All of this stuff is real. Now, at the highest levels of the Masonic order, they run the whole world together, because the higher you go up, the more satanic it gets. At the 30th degree initiation, they basically have a guy laying in the doggone casket, you know, in their Masonic lodge, and he's the guy who wrote the Zohar, and that's where it all ties together with Satanism right there. And they have to renounce Christianity and everything about Jesus they've ever learned. The majority of the Masons that I know, and I only know a few of them because they're very secret about if they're part of the Masonic Lodge, and they won't out another Mason. Had happened just the other day. The majority of the ones that I know, I'm not saying they all are like this, are unbelievable heathen. They get drunk. They're horrible people at the highest levels. Now, you think, well, they're not all like that. No, they're not. I'm just saying the majority of ones that I know at the higher levels. And there are some good ones that have gotten out of it, because they won't be a part of that. But the Masonic lodges, because you got to remember, Stalin and Winston Churchill and, you know, Woodrow Wilson and Theodore Roosevelt, they were all high-level Masonic leaders. And they all got together and decided to parcel up Germany after World War II because they didn't want Germany. I'm trying to be really careful what I say here so I don't get banned on YouTube for the 50th time. The last chance we had of getting rid of this Kabbalist Luciferian synagogue of Satan stuff that we have on this planet and the international control of the bankers was 1933 over there in Europe when somebody got elected. Just saying that, all right? And they actually nationalized the banking system there and got rid of the Federal Reserve out of the Rothschild banking system, and they fought World War II with no debt. That was the last chance that human beings on this planet had, because this group that runs the planet are controlled by the extraterrestrials, the people that are on the other side of the veil through human sacrifice, the ancient Canaanite religions. And I've covered this in depth so much, I'm not going to go there again. But Austin and I talked about it. We have a thing down here we have in Florida. It's called a red ant. It's like a nightmare species. It had to be something Nephilim put together. I mean, no, there's no way God made
this.
You're
not wrong.
No.
They will tear you up. Everybody at some point in their childhood gets into a red ant bed in Florida.
I remember one time I was mowing the grass. I was mowing the weeds at my mom's house. We had no grass. We had weeds. And I remember I hit a red ant bed, and I was running an open mower with, you know, like a big 24-inch deck, and you know, you have to push it. And I hit this giant weed. Now, I probably did it on purpose because I wasn't paying attention or whatever, but this thing threw red ants all over me. I ran to the lake immediately and started getting them off. I must have had 100 bites on me. Now, if you get enough bites, it'll kill you. You're going to be hospitalized. And the crazy part about it was I have no respect for red ants. If I have a can of Raid and I see a red ant bed, I'm going to kill the whole bed. And I'm not going to think about it a week later. Well, that little red ant had a cousin. They had an uncle. They had a brother. They had a sister. I don't care. I'm killing the red ants. That's how the entities that rule the planet feel about you. You're goyim to them. You're just livestock. They could care less if they cut you, butcher you, use you, eat you, sacrifice you. They don't care. Once you understand that, you get that in your head, then you understand why they're doing. And now, right now, they have been using Israel as their pawn in the game for a long, long time. And they basically, you know, that's why the Bible says they claim to be Jews, but they are not. They are the synagogue of Satan. It says it twice in the book of Revelation. So if you understand what's going on, you'll understand why the Apache got shot down by Mossad or Israel, just so the United States would escalate again. That's called a false flag, by the way, in case you guys don't know. And now Donald Trump, who basically has been told by, there's a very good video I put, I had you posted for the other day. I watched the entire video by Jeffrey Sachs. Great patriot, great guy, college professor. He said that Trump's a psychopath. He doesn't care who he kills. And Trump said just the other day, Austin, you know this, I don't think anything about the American people or the economy or how much the price of gas is. He's the president.
I was a bit shocked with that statement. It's just, I mean,
the red ass.
Well, it
red
just showed you how out of touch. You know, his daughter, Ivanka, now, they've decided that they found this island out in the Mediterranean. And they've now bought an island, and they're putting a gigantic resort on top of this island with this giant mountain. It's going to be like a multi-billion-dollar project. She was bragging about it in an interview the other day. I don't think I saw this guy. It got like zero coverage by mainstream media. It's talking how, you know, it was so nice because they flew their jet into this one area, and they took this yacht out. When they took the yacht out, they came across this island. They decided, we want to buy this island. We want to put a resort on it. I don't have a – that. I mean, it sounds pretty cool, honestly. That sounds sick. But at the end of the day, you got to ask yourself a question. How out of touch are these people with the real world that are actually occurring and actually things that are happening right now with the United States, with the economy? It's always kind of nice, I guess, when you have the ability to funnel millions, if not billions of dollars through certain economic means. And the issue that we've found now with Congress and everybody that's been operational in it is that, you know, a lot of these people get elected through AIPAC funds, and suddenly they get into Congress. They've made a little bit of money in their life. Within 2 or 3 years, they're now suddenly their net worth's $15, $20, $30 million. They outpace every single algorithm or market statistic analyst that ever goes anywhere. All of a sudden, every single trade they do, they make millions of dollars on. And everybody goes, why do you think that? Well, no, duh. That's the problem. Congress position, congressional leadership was never supposed to be in a position where it was this great thing to be because you made all this money every single year and you got all these insider trading tips. It was like, gosh, we got to go and take a horse and buggy back to D.C. again because we want to vote for our constituents in the way they want it. It was more of a burden than anything. That's why they never had term limits on Congress, because nobody was crazy enough to want to stay in Congress, you know, every 4 years continue staying and staying and staying and staying. They're like, oh, we had enough. Please let somebody else carry this torch now. We're done. We've had enough of it. And so that's the problem they've done now, is they've continually been manipulated because, again, at the end of the day, a constitutional republic cannot be based on anything other than God and morals and ethics. It does not function. And when you get groups of individuals like the little country over there that all they do is lie, cheat, steal everybody else except for them, and they've realized they've manipulated the United States government into doing everything they want through, again, bribery.
Epstein.
Through Epstein, through the... You know, oh, we're going to basically lobby this. No, it means they're going to spend millions and millions of dollars.
Hundreds of millions.
Bribe people. It's what it is. Just be real.
They're spending the money we give them.
On us to get them elected.
On our credit card.
Them. On our credit card. This maxed out. Again. We're like our 80th credit card's maxed out.
You know, 30,
we got to get another credit card to max out to give them money. Uh-huh. That's the concept, is we have to take more debt. To take money on debt on interest to give them more money so they can spend the money to manipulate. Gosh, dude.
That's why I was so mad this morning.
It boggles your mind when you start getting into it.
Okay, I got another health article.
I got a health article I want to cover real quick, and I'm going to tie into some stuff. Give me 1 second on this. This is funny because this goes back into the spending. This is an article that came out Politico. How do you stop Ebola at the World Cup? Public health officials are trying to use COVID-era playbook without pandemic-era funding.
Remember, it was a Hyundai virus for a few weeks ago. But that didn't grab.
They said, we don't have pandemic-era funding. No. What happened was, a lot of these agencies, a lot of this, how should I say, healthcare industrial complex, they got so greedy by living on the fat hog of COVID money. Those hospitals, if you go back and look at any type of records that were public, which I've done down here in Florida, the hospital industrial complex, the medical industrial complex, literally were making billions of dollars in aggregate a year just down here in Florida. Billions higher than they were the years before because of the COVID funding. Because they got one death, well, they got $70,000, $80,000. Some of them got $100,000 for the whole process. It varied from hospital to hospital. And what's happened is now, all these agencies, all these entities are trying to figure out how to cash flow everything without having all this free money in the system. And so now they're saying, we need Ebola stimulus. We need Ebola era money now to basically have pandemic era funding. They got to keep people constantly on their toes about the next boogeyman. Now they're saying Ebola, which is ravaging parts of the Congo, has a team that's scheduled to play in Houston and Atlanta over the coming basically World Cups now.
Oh, they're denying a lot of these guys immigration into the United States because they're from Somalia. They're being told no. They're throwing them out and saying you can't come into the country to play the World
Cup
or to be referees of the World Cup.
And they're saying we can't let them in because we don't have any additional funding for Ebola in the United States.
And some of them are not being let in because they're saying that basically they're not clearing customs. It has nothing to do with Ebola, but they're using that as an excuse.
Well, a lot of the hospitals and a lot of these agencies now are demanding, if you want to bring them in for the World Cup, we need to have congressional emergency funding immediately so we can step up our Ebola treatment and our Ebola detection. What they're doing is they're trying to use it as a manipulatory tool to get Congress to pass another trillion dollar bill to get more funding against Ebola. This is always how it works in the money magic of things.
Well, this feeds the not the military industrial complex, but the medical industrial complex, which is controlled again by the international Kabbalist group of Satanists.
At the profit margin and the money that Pfizer and Moderna made during COVID, with our money, by the way, that was 100% our money that we paid for to produce that manufactured vaccine from DARPA, essentially, roll it out, and then they got all the money. That was the crazy part about it, right? They took money from the government to put funding to manufacture a product, and then they kept all the profit after we spent hundreds of billions of dollars on them alone just to manufacture, produce, and roll this thing out. And then on top of that now, speaking of spending money needlessly where it doesn't need to be spent, you have Seattle now, who has had state legislators say that they cannot have mass surveillance and facial recognition cameras used in Seattle. They've restricted them. Well, Seattle now said, we're turning on our surveillance system ahead of the World Cup because of the threat. But, guys, listen, we're turning them off after the World Cup's going to be gone. We're turning them off. So just calm down. We're turning on AI. We're turning on facial recognition. We're going to monitor everything you do. Listen to all the calls. Watch everybody's movement. Facial recognition, every single person that walks around on the street. But it's okay because it's for your safety, and we're going to turn them off as soon as the World Cup's over. Can't make stuff up. They literally had the state deem them illegal. They had to turn them off when they first put them in. This is illegal. You can't have cameras on every block, on every area, recording everybody's positioning and their face, and then running them through an AI automated database and scanning them and putting them into an algorithm to see everybody's movement all the time. It's legal. City goes, we're going to override that right now because of the World Cup. This is always how tyranny works. Remember what they did, everybody, in 2020? You can't go outside. You're going to have six people in your house. We're going to fine you, basically, if you have a party. All these stupid things they kept pushing the narrative. This is one of the reasons why they're getting so much pushback down here in the state of Florida against all these stupid cameras with Palantir and Flock now. And a lot of places around the country, they're starting to can these Flock cameras, and they're being removed.
It won't work. They're not going to get rid of them.
Well, the thing about it is, it doesn't work if nobody does anything.
Well, it doesn't matter what we do. I mean, I don't remember the mini warehouses?
Flagstaff pulled them down.
I know they did.
Flagstaff got sued, and the doggone county commission banned them, and they had to remove all of them and cancel
the contract. They'll replace the county commission. No, listen to me. These entities that run this planet, this is a long-term objective they have. They don't care about what happens next week or next month or next year. They're looking down 100 years down the road. These entities don't die like we do. They don't care. You know, when the 1812 revolution occurred, you know, basically Russia paid off a bunch of debt to stop the Rothschilds from taking over Europe. And the Rothschilds swore a blood oath against the Russian family. It took 100 years to basically destroy the entire Russian family. Now, I'm not saying that we shouldn't protest and we shouldn't show up and raise hell. I'm not saying that, because we shouldn't. Austin and I do. But we got to realize that until we expose who these entities and what these things are, that nobody's going to realize the long-term objectives here. And that's why we've got to, like Austin said, you got to stay on guard and push back. Because why? We got to delay this garbage. We got grandkids. We got kids here. We got to raise. We got to realize that we got to take care of this mess. It's turning into a giant mess.
People have to be active. And I think that's the biggest thing that I get so disappointed with now, is so many people act like, oh, it doesn't really matter. I don't have anything to hide. That is the most laissez-faire, sorriest, blankety-blank, attitude you can have. What does it matter? I don't have anything to hide. I don't do anything wrong. Trust me.
Until somebody plants something on their computer.
Oh, yeah. All you got to do is realize what has happened over the last 100 years with history, and then simply read Ayn Rand's quote, basically, from Atlas Shrugged. The only way the government has any power is to basically control people, is to make them criminals. If there's not enough criminals, one makes them. As a eventual period of time, the government makes so many rules that everybody becomes a criminal one way or another. everything you do at some point now becomes criminal because they make some stupid rule now.
Ronald Reagan said it this way: the IRS has made everybody a criminal.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And now also remember, I spoke with the guy from the guy who basically got pardoned by Trump down there in South Florida. The name's slipping my head right now.
Roger Stone.
Roger Stone, yeah. And he basically told me he didn't say anything wrong before Congress, but because they made what he said illegal or wrong, or he basically perjured himself, which he said he did not, but they deemed it so, he was going to go to prison for 4 or 5 years. That's what the Fifth Amendment is for. I take the Fifth. And I told him that. I said, next time you go to court, because they were going to come, they brought him back after January the 6th. And he said, I said, this time, Rod, you better just take the Fifth. He said, I'm not saying anything. Fifth. And you think, well, you shouldn't do that because you're trying to cover yourself up. No, you're trying to protect yourself against people that are coming after you illegally.
The founding fathers put the Fifth Amendment there for a very specific reason.
Self-incrimination.
Nobody can force you to snitch on yourself and say, well, I'm going to say this. I'm going to do this. I have to do this. That's what they had in England. They didn't even have the ability to not say no. They just said, oh, we deem you a criminal because, well, we said it. I'm not a criminal. Doesn't matter. We deemed it so. Hang him from the bridge. There was no constitutional law. There was no jury of your peers. No innocence until proven guilty.
Watch Rob Roy. Yeah. No kid, but don't kids watch
Here's
Rob Roy.
Here's the quote. I need the exact quote of what Ayn Rand said of this, because it's probably one of the best statements she ever made in that book, Atlas Shrugged. The only power any government has is the power to crack down on criminals. Well, when there aren't enough criminals, one makes them. One declares so many things to be a crime that it literally becomes impossible for men to live without breaking laws. And that's where you've gotten, especially in some of these states now that have these unbelievably sadistic, insane gun laws. Oh, it's illegal now for you to sell your firearm to a friend or family. We've deemed it so. Universal background checks. Thank goodness you got some people in Virginia, and the federal judge came in and said, absolutely not. The Virginia judge puts a doggone block on this thing. He says, we're done. We're blocking this because you don't have a right to tell people it's now illegal to sell a firearm to another individual, another family, without going through a background check. It's illegal. You can't do that. And so that's what happens, though. When people don't push back, it just encroaches more and more.
Well, you end up in a situation where you don't even mean to. You commit. Like now, Trump's passing all these laws, federal laws, about criticizing Israel.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Well, find out who you can't criticize. You'll find out who rules you.
There you go.
This is going back to, the thing about it is, Congress is so completely compromised because of dual Israeli citizens in Congress. Just thought I'd mention that. They can pretty much get anything they pass they want. Because usually, they vote on party lines. Well, they don't vote on party lines now. They vote on Israeli lines. You think, well, what do you say? Yeah, you heard what I said. That's why Israel's ruling us. They got this little country. Now they're integrating our militaries together.
Yeah, the NDAA, that section, man, that boggled my mind when I saw that the other day.
Oh, by the way, my migraines kept getting worse for months, and doctors made a horrifying discovery in my brain and traced it to my breakfast. She had trichina larvae eating holes in her brain from pork.
Oh, gosh.
Now, this is pretty crazy stuff. I'm going to post the articles from Daily Mail. How many times? What's the number one food I tell you never to eat? High fat lunch meats: bacon, sausage, ham, pepperoni, and hot dogs. Now I'm going to say one other thing to you. Now listen to me for a second. Now this is going to chafe a few of you. Okay, you and your wife go out to eat breakfast. Well, no, let me not do the wife because that'll just piss everybody off. Excuse me. You and your girlfriend go out to eat breakfast. Okay, or not even your girlfriend, the girl you go out on a date with. Okay,
or anybody
you go out with that you care about, and they say, I need to order the poisonous thing I can find on the menu. And you're like, why do you want to do that? Because I like it. And you go, stop for a second. So you want to order category one poison? Yes. And you want me to pay for it?
Yeah, category one carcinogen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you want me to pay? The number one cause of cancer global. You want me to buy that for you? Yes. And you think, but I kind of like you. Now you want me to buy poison for you? And you're like, now you can have it. Say your grandson is there, or your daughter is there, or your son is there, and they want you to buy this for you. And you go, no, I don't think I'm going to pay for that. What do you mean you won't buy me what I want? And I said, well, why would I intentionally? The Bible says, don't be a willing party to your son's death. That's what it says. So here I am, and I'm on a date. I'll just put it back on me. And the girl that I'm going out with, or have gone out with a couple of times, says, I want to order crab cakes. Yeah, well, there's nothing wrong with crab cakes. The Bible says don't eat them. Or I want to order pork souffle.
Say crab cakes are still better than pork.
Okay, or I want to order raw oysters. Those are all forbidden
now,
foods.
Raw oysters, you gotta watch out, raw oysters. Now that is a huge problem.
Now listen to me. Now listen to me. What do you say to the person you're with? I don't want to be a willing party to your death. I don't think I'm gonna pay for that. If you want to pay for that yourself, that's okay. I'm not gonna tell you what to eat. I'm not gonna be involved in this at all. You choose what you want to choose. You choose life, you choose death. But I'm not gonna choose it for you. I'm not gonna pay for it. You think, well, I can't do that if I'm on a date or my wife says this or my kids say this. They'll get mad at me. Why are you going to poison them and pay for it? I'm blown away when I see this, and they got cysts and holes in these people's brains from pork trichina eating holes in the brain. And you're like, well, it happens to millions of people in the United States right now. Millions. Well, I'm just going to go ahead and cook my pork a little better so I can kill the trichina larvae. How are you going to get it up to 600 degrees to do that? They encapsulate themselves. Well, I'll just turn the burner on high. It ain't getting to 600 degrees. So now you're going to eat it. And you say, well, I'll just pray over it and I'll eat it. Okay, well, then you're going to have a brain parasite, maybe. I don't know. Maybe you have trichina larvae. You know, Marlon Brando was really mad because he got trichinosis. All of this stuff is very real. Same thing was true with cats and feces with cats, with the toxoplasmae larvae that get into your body, that get into your brain, causing schizophrenia and all kinds of other problems. You're thinking, well, now you're telling me you can't have a cat. I didn't say you can't have a cat. I don't care about a cat. Cats, to me, don't register. If they're outside and they're doing their job and they're eating rats, I think they're great. Inside the house, sleeping on your pillow and pooping on your pillow and having you roll around in it, that doesn't work for me. You think, well, they don't poop in my pillow. Okay, do they use a bidet? Oh, I'm sorry. They use toilet paper, right, when they take a poop. No, they don't. So you're hosing the cat off every time he uses the bathroom so he can get on your bed with you? Think through what you're doing, guys. It's not something that's healthy. Sleeping with animals that have parasites is just not the thing to do. If you know the number one cause of cancer globally is pork, according to the World Health Organization, why in the world are you paying to feed it to your children? Why are you buying? I'm going to buy me a slab of bacon this morning. Great. Well, if you want to eat it, eat it. But why do you want to give it to your grandkids? I'm asking the question now.
It doesn't taste good. You get like turkey bacon if you have to have bacon.
But make sure it doesn't have sodium nitrite. Yeah. Now here's the
next
thing.
That's the biggest thing. The lunch meats is sodium nitrite.
Now here's the next thing I want to talk about, and this is another health article. Ozempic literally comes from the venom of the Gila monster. You say, well, wait a minute, you're joking, right? The Gila monster, the toxic bite of a Gila monster that can kill a human. But a specific ingredient in the cocktail of the lizard's venom is the reason we have glucagon-like peptide GLP. By the way, it doesn't have GLP in it at all. It's venom. The body starts producing this GLP, and it paralyzes the intestinal tract. It's a Gila monster venom. So when you inject this crap into you, you're injecting Gila monster fag. Now, I pulled this article up, and I said, well, what are some of the side effects of this stuff? Well, let's talk about this. The narrative review was conducted through comprehensive search, you know, in the web of science, and it says gastrointestinal events, including nausea, because your intestines are bare, you're paralyzed, your stomach is paralyzed, you're puking and throwing up. I've got a friend of mine the other day. She went out with one of her girlfriends. She had to take it. She's taking that GLP drug, and she eats and she starts throwing up at the dinner table. She has to run to the bathroom. She's puking. She's been taking it for a year. She's lost a few pounds. She's sick all the time. Well, maybe you shouldn't be taking that. Maybe you should cut back on the high glycemic carbohydrates. Maybe you should cut back on your calories. Okay. Because what you're doing is you're going to paralyze the intestinal tract. You're obviously not getting any calories from it also because you can't digest your food. Gastrointestinal events, including nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, remain the most prevalent. You know, gallbladder disorders have been increasingly reported. But post-marketing surveys have shown that it also causes acute pancreatitis, intestinal obstructions because you can't get the food out of you, thyroid C-cell cancer, acute kidney injury, and transient worsening of diabetic retinopathy. You go blind. Okay, so I'm doing this to lose weight because I don't want to change my diet. And yesterday I was at the mall in Tampa. I had to go over there for a minute.
Tampa, yep.
Okay, and there was this girl walking around. Now, she'd been to see a doctor, and she had big implants. I'll just put it that way. And she caught my eye. She's walking by, and I looked at her. Her hips were literally this wide. She's a skeleton.
Yeah.
And I knew she was on it. She's on these, you know, zombies, what you can call it now. But she looked horrible.
What's the new look, though?
But, oh, it's the new look. It also causes cardiovascular problems, problems with breathing, neuropsychiatric events, suicidal tendencies, tachycardia. You know, I mean, why in the world do you want to? And now they're coming and making it oral. Well, now you're ingesting Gila monster venom orally. Dawson, it can't get any crazier than this.
It's not that it's synthesized, but this is the article that goes back to it where they've discussed this 7 years ago. It says diabetes drug from Gila Monster Venom. This is from the Veteran of the Department of Veteran Affairs.
Give us camera four, Rich.
It says the VA researchers discovered a new diabetes drug from an unusual source. Back in the 90s, they found a hormone, the venom of the Gila Monster, large, native to southwest United States, stimulate the body's insulin production. It works similar to another hormone called GLP-1, found digestive tract of humans, but they degrades in the body much slower than GLP-1. They licensed the discovery to an outside pharmaceutical company so it could be developed into a drug, and basically it came out in 2005 is when they started coming out with it to market. So that's where the stuff came from. So don't send me letters and say, oh no, the Ozempic doesn't have Gila Monster venom in it. I've checked with my doctor. He said it's crazy. They developed this stuff off the venom from the from this lizard that basically has a hormone called extendin-4, works similar to called GLP-1, found digestive tract. That's where they got it from. That's how they developed it, and that's how they brought it to market.
But there is no GLP-1 in this injection.
No, it responds like GLP-1. That's what it says here.
And it causes the body to release GLP-1 is
correct.
What it does. Okay, it's kind of like you can release GLP-1 because your intestinal tract is completely paralyzed.
Right.
Yeah, okay, that's something I want to do.
Well, no, and here's the biggest issue that comes about, and this is the biggest problem I've had with people that have called me with it, is you stop absorbing major nutrients, because exactly that, and you start having all these... Why do you think it causes bone deterioration, hair loss, muscle loss?
Blindness.
Your body's not getting into the nutrients you're taking. There's a reason why your bones get brittle on this stuff. Your body's not uptaking any magnesium or calcium. It can't put it there.
Just start taking berberine.
That's exactly right.
Okay, I'm going to make it simple, okay? We're going to make it easy. This is the easy way to do it. I want to weigh 180 pounds.
The healthy way to do it, too.
Easy way. I want to weigh 180 pounds. I'm going to cut my calorie intake to 1,800 calories a day. Don't ever go lower than that, okay? Divide it by 6. Now, I'm going to eat 6. The reason I'm using 180 is it's easy to divide. 6 in the 1,800 is 300 calories. I'm going to eat 6 300-calorie meals throughout the day. You say, well, that's a pain. I don't like doing that. I want to eat once a day. Well, great. Then don't listen to me about what I'm telling you to do then. But listen to me. If you do want to listen to me, it'll work. And cut back your glycemic index. Cut back. Don't eat white potatoes. Don't eat bread. Don't eat pasta. You know, well, I like my pasta. Well, it's loaded with glyphosate, too. Have fun with all that unless you get it organic. And good luck finding organic pasta that really doesn't contain glyphosate. Are you going to test it? Avoid this stuff. Avoid anything that turns to sugar very quickly
yes.
in the body. Because it stimulates the release of insulin, which stimulates the storage of fat. And keep your calories at 300 meals per meal. Now, if you're a lady and you want to weigh 120 pounds, I ain't weighed 120 pounds size in high school. Okay, got it. Okay, but if that's your ideal weight, then it's 1,200 calories a day divided by 6. So it's 6 200 calorie meals a day. Now, this is something I'm going to say. I'm going to say this again. I said it the other day. I'm going to say it again. If you really get convicted about something being right or wrong for you, right, there's only two ways to respond when somebody mentions it to you like I am right now. You're either going to go, okay, I repent. I'm not doing that anymore. I'm going to change. 180. That's what it means. Do a 180 and go the other direction. Or I'm going to dig in and get mad at you. How dare you tell me what to eat, what not to eat. I can't believe you're like this. And that's the other response. There's only two responses people give you. That's it. One or two. And so if you really want to lose the weight and you really want to feel good, take your berberine.
Yeah.
Take your cinnamon extract. Cut back on the high glycemic. If white potatoes turn to sugar more quickly in your bloodstream, which they do, than table sugar does, why do you want to eat it? Well, I'm going to soak my potato down with sour cream and butter and put some salt and pepper on it and put some chives on it. I love the way it tastes. Okay, got it. There's your 1,800 calories for the day.
It's one meal, I was about to say.
Okay. And remember, those are nightshade vegetables. They massively inflame the joints of arthritic patients with rheumatoid arthritis. So I had a guy up in Tennessee. A guy was not my friend. He was a super obese, weighed like 500 pounds. Right, he had to go in and have gastric bypass surgery done to lose the weight, and he had all these arthritic conditions. And one day I talked to him and I said, "Dude, I said, what are you eating? I live on mashed potatoes. Yeah. You know who I'm talking about." And I looked at him, I said, "You know, that's the reason you have such bad arthritis." Well, I don't care. I like my mashed potatoes. And I'm like, "You eat all you want." And he was almost crippled from the rheumatoid arthritis, but he had lost like 200 pounds, honestly, and because of the weight loss surgery, but he was still eating the same way he had eaten before the weight loss surgery, and now he was being crippled with rheumatoid arthritis. And he simply would not listen to anything because he was always a know-it-all gear. I know about this. I know about that. All he was a know-it-all. And you've met people like that. It doesn't matter what you say to them. They know you, they're going to tell you they know this. You talk to them about albino racehorses on the southern tip of Siberia. Well, I know all about those albino racehorses out of Siberia.
I've owned eight of them.
I just made that up. They don't exist. Okay? But they know all about it. They're an expert. And they're an expert every single thing you talk about because they're always a know-it-all gear. Those are the kind of people who won't listen to anything we said today. They'll continue to inject Gila monster venom into themselves. They'll continue to poison their doggone intestinal tract.
It's not Gila venom. They're not injecting lizard venom into them.
It's synthetic.
It's where they derived it from originally from they first did it. But yes, I know you're coming. Now, I got to clarify this. I got to make this really clear from a health standpoint, from a nutrition standpoint, from a weight loss standpoint. If you've gained a lot of weight over the years, for whatever reason,
do it slow
right now. Do not set your goal on a long-term scale at one point on food. If you've gotten your point up to like 300 pounds, right? You used to play football. You gain a lot of weight. You drink a lot of beer. Whatever. I don't care. It happens to everybody at some point in time. You gain a little bit of weight. Sometimes you gain a lot of weight. If you're 300 pounds and you're like, I want to be back to 200. Don't set your calories at 200 the next day or 2,000 calories the next day. Basically, that's what you want to eat at. Do not do that the next day. Set short-term goals to get your weight down. Okay, I'm going to drop my calories down to 2,500 now. That's 250. And work your way down to that weight and stair-step your down. If you're used to eating 10 or 12,000 calories a day and you're 350 pounds and you're like, I want to be 160 now, and you drop your calories to 1,600, you're going to get unbelievably tired. You're going to lose a lot of weight pretty fast. And what's going to happen is your metabolism is going to gas out. You're going to drop your calories so fast, all your hormone levels are going to go because they're already out of whack. All your thyroid stimulating hormone, your T3 or T4, they're all bad.
And all that fat produces estrogen.
And all that fat produces estrogen. What's happening is, and so the body goes into survival mode. I got to preserve myself. I got to save all this fat. I think I'm in starvation mode. So work your way down and dial in your diet and say, okay, I'm going to go to 2,500, 2,600 calories a day, six times a day, and then set your goals down further and further. Get your hormone levels in check with the thyroid support and the berberine. Those two work incredibly good. The thyroid makes the thyroid support gets the thyroid functioning properly. Get your T3, T4 levels where they need to be. Get your burnt body fat like butter in a microwave. The berberine, get your blood sugar in control with the cinnamon if you want to add that one too. And do your calories stair-stepping down. And you'll be shocked on how fast you lose weight in a healthy manner.
Well, no, when I was talking about somebody needs to lose 30 or 40
pounds. That's exactly right. Or you're 200, you want to be 180.
Yeah, that's easy.
There you go. But if you're 350, don't say I want to be 160 this year and drop the calories.
If you've been eating 10,000 calories a day, you got to bring it down slow.
Slowly. Because your body will also go into, it's going to happen. You're going to go into detox mode. It happens all
breaking that fat and all
breaking
poisons.
The fat and you got poison in it, your sugar, everything. You've got to take it slowly at first. But then once you start getting into it, you'll start like, man, I'm down 10 pounds. I'm down 20 pounds. I'm down 30 pounds. Then you're like, okay, and keep that momentum rolling. We have a really good customer. He's worked
for
us
over 100 pounds.
Yeah, worked for the school board of Polk County. Awesome guy, great customer, great listener. Super, super effective what he did. He's like, I'm going to go walk. I'm going to do cardio. I'm going to slowly cut my food down. He's lost, I think, like 120 pounds last time I saw him.
And the other thing, too,
you take collagen.
Help with the joints.
You take the vitamin C wherever that went. I think I used it again.
Used it all.
But if you take the collagen, you take the vitamin C, it'll help keep that skin tight as you come down.
That's exactly right.
Because if you drop 130 pounds, you're going to need a tummy tuck.
That's the biggest problem with people that have gained weight that basically try to do this Ozempic problem now, this GLP-1. They're like 300 pounds. They go on this drug. They stop eating. They hemorrhage weight, including muscle tissue. Also, yeah, they drop down to 180. But they did it entirely too fast. And remember, when you stop eating, you stop absorbing nutrients, the collagen production, the collagen absorption goes to the floor. So then you have even more issues with skin elasticity and issues as far as with the skin trying to tighten up because it's too fast and lack of nutrient density. People go, I don't know what's going on. Your body basically went into full-blown shutdown mode. It didn't care about trying to preserve skin elasticity or joint health. You starved it, pumped drugs into it, caused all these health issues, gastrointestinal disturbance. It's trying to just stay alive, much less keep your skin tight. Do it slowly. Let your body. Here's the thing. You didn't gain 100 pounds overnight. You didn't gain in a week.
Don't
you didn't gain in a month. You didn't gain in a year. It took a significant amount of time and calories to gain that weight up. To do it correctly and to stay healthy, you've got to do it slowly as well.
I've seen a girl gain almost 100 pounds in 1 year.
Have you?
I've seen it.
That's a lot.
No, she was my.
That's 10 pounds
a
month.
She was my barber. She was my barber.
Yeah.
And her husband got deployed over to Afghanistan.
I guess you think about it. 100 pounds a year is only 8 pounds a month.
Not that much, bud.
That's an extra Bluebell ice cream every night.
And she was hammering like a half a gallon of diet sodas a day. terribly trashed out her doggone lip ace.
It's probably drinking much ice cream too.
Joey, yeah,
that's, that's the problem with your lip ace, your digestive enzyme, your lip ace that burns body fat. When that goes sideways from a lot of the basically the high fructose corn syrup and or the aspartame, then when you start eating other junk food like Bluebell ice cream at 10 o'clock at night and other problems, all those calories can't even be processed at all. You don't have the enzymes for them. Your body just goes, whoop,
well, her husband, came back after a year of deployment, found his wife 100 pounds heavier, and they probably got divorced. Now, I'm going to say something to you, men. If you're not in shape, don't tell your wife to get in shape.
That's a fact. It needs to be an effort together.
No, don't be that guy. I've gained 100 pounds. My wife gained 100 pounds. She needs to lose weight. Well, buddy, you need to lose weight, too. All right, and so just don't be blaming her for your weight gain. I've seen that over and over again. Now, it's just, what, she's the one who feeds me. You don't have to eat it, dude.
Keep it out of the house.
Keep it out of the house.
I personally have had conflict with food in the house. Keep it out. It's the easiest thing to do is keep the junk food out of the house.
By the way, Ground Bacon Study now shows exposure to organic eggs may actually help ward off deadly allergies later on in life.
Eggs,
wow.
Baby.
Exposing children to healthy eggs early in life will help ward off devastating allergies in the years to come. For decades, the rate of children being diagnosed with allergies to foods like eggs and peanuts climbed. A lot of that's because they use peanut oil and doggone vaccines, but I didn't mention that. Causing doctors recommend parents to avoid giving them to their infants. Also, they use eggs to grow the vaccines. That's what's causing a lot of that. Healthy authorities urge parents to wait until their children were between 1 and 3 years old before giving them eggs. In 2000, the American Academy of Pediatrics advised infants at a high risk of allergies, such as those with eczema, another food problem, and high food allergies, avoid eggs until age 2. Doctors believe in delaying exposure in children had developed more. Now, I'm not going to read any more of this stuff. You can go ahead and read it from the medical standpoint, but what I'm telling you is I have a 2-year-old grandson, one of the smartest kids I've ever seen in my entire life. I mean, this kid's brilliant, and he hammers eggs. Well, how many eggs you want? 2. How many eggs? 2. You know, and he'll sit there and he'll eat like 1, and then I have to eat the rest of it. But the reality is,
I got to get him. He's a doggone grazer with eggs.
Yes.
So he's and I had to cut back on the multiple chewable. So he loves the multiple chewable. The problem was I realized he's a sneaky little thing. So he'd come up to me, Dad, vitamins. Okay, I'd give him one. Well, then he didn't ask me again. He asked Lana again an hour later. Mama, vitamin. Oh, sure, son, you need your vitamins. Well, then he goes to our lady that helps us with the kids a lot of times, Lulu, and he goes, Lulu, vitamin. Well, he's getting like 3 to 4 of these doggone chewables a day by pawning them off everybody, and I couldn't figure out why he doesn't want to do anything but just run, climb, everything. Kid's a climber. And I said, how are you giving him? Well, I give him like 1. Well, I'm giving him 1. Well, I'm giving him 1. And I'm like, okay, this kid is getting way too much B vitamins right now, which wouldn't hurt him at all. But, man, his cellular functions, mitochondria, are just so high energy. He takes a nap. It's like once he gets out of bed, he knows 1 speed, full throttle. But yes, here's an article, 2 research. Eggs for improved nutrition. Cognitive development reducing linear growth retardation among infants and young children. Protocol of egg supplementation trial among children aged 9 to 18 months in India. And it goes into detail on children.
Increases child growth and cognition.
Yep. It basically, and they also have another article here, too, that came out that went into detail about kids who eat organic food score higher on cognitive tests, study finds. So there's all kinds of research. And you go, well, my kids don't like eggs. Well, cook them correctly in a good way. They'll like them. Trust me.
Don't overcook the eggs.
Is a pet peeve of mine. If I'm someone's house, like, you want eggs for breakfast? Yeah. And they come out a plate, and I'm like, and then they'll be like organic eggs. I pick them up, and it's like, poof, they're going to dust. I'm like, dude,
terrible.
Why'd you cook them like this? What do you mean? I'm like, dude, they don't have to be raw, but my gosh, they don't have to be like gone to powder either. You cook them good. Throw some organic cheese on them. Cook them in some organic butter. If they want something good like some hot sauce or mustard or a cool condiment on top, throw them on there. There's one thing that actually tastes really good. This is the thing that I found with it. They make these they're like organic cheeses, like all organic. I don't recommend Cheez-Its, that name, but they make these organic ones from a company. They're all organic. You take about 4 or 5 of them, and you crush them up, and you throw them on top of the eggs after they're done with a little bit of cheese. It gives it this, like, baked cheese breaded top on it.
Like a casserole.
Yeah, and it hardly any calories. It gives it, like, 4 or 5, you know, cheese that you break up on there, and the kids love it. I mean, they scarf them down really, really fast. And again, you don't have to make stuff taste horrible. You know, eat clean and be healthy. Mom made that cookbook. people forget how well you can make food with the right ingredients, with the right knowledge.
Man, she got a taco soup in there.
Oh my gosh. I can't figure out how to make it the same way, though. It tastes good. Yeah. I've made it. Lana's made it. It's just not the
same. Tortilla soup.
Oh,
by the way, stunned court TV panelists look shell-shocked by Carmelo Anthony murder conviction. It says, it looks like we're going to have a problem here. You know, this black kid basically stabbed this white kid. You know, like, you know, he's saying because he thought the white
kid. Is that the football?
Yeah.
The football thing?
And that's a mess. That whole thing is a mess. I'm going to let you guys read the article. You make your own decision on all this stuff. But I tell you what, if somebody's about to hit you and you think they're about to hit you, you have a right to kill them. I mean, that's a whole.
The problem is, I got so many fights when I was younger. You know, a lot of times. You've got to anticipate conflict before it gets there.
But killing somebody with stabbing them in the heart?
Yeah, he killed the kid. The kid's dead. I'm not justifying him either. The problem is I don't know the conflict that occurred because I wasn't there. And it's like I've been in fights. They're long enough. The statute of limitations is gone. As I've struck first. Sometimes, but I never used bladed weapons ever. I never needed to. But it's like, you know.
Oh, I mean, change topic. This is negative. Lindsey Graham got his nomination back again.
Are you kidding me?
You know, I don't know.
After the fairy wand mermaid by himself at Disney acting like a pedophile, they put him back in?
Well, he got the nomination again. But remember, guys, you're in South Carolina.
Get this flamer boy out of Congress. Please do us all a God.
I mean, this guy is awful, man.
He's walking around Disney. He's 65 years old, not married, walking around Disney by himself with a mermaid fairy wand. Really, South Carolina? I love you guys. I got a lot of friends up there. Y'all could do better.
So I've got some advice for you, Lindsay, which is something you're not going to listen to. The new study just came out. I said marriage benefits life expectancy more with men than with women. If you want to live longer, Lindsay, and just go retire somewhere, you know, on Epstein Island with your buddies, at least you shouldn't be married because you may live a little longer.
But he's going to marry a dude. That's not going to be relevant for him.
Oh, that's awful. But they're talking about guys marrying women now.
Yeah, this is relevant. This doesn't apply to Graham.
God, what a strange world we live in now. It's just so strange. It's just hard to believe, guys. This is actually going on. Oh, by the way, this is pretty good. Country star Brad Paisley, which I like, has called on the fans to help block an AI data center near Nashville.
Good. Excellent.
Now, he just went about 20 notches of mine. He's got some pretty good music out there, too. Some of it's a little bit negative, but he's got some pretty good songs out there.
Well, everybody's starting to wake up to it. This is why in Lakeland, this one is getting insane. That's actually getting more pushback than I expected. I mean, I'm talking social media has gone to town on this one out there. And remember, guys, I talked to you in detail. Do your research. The company that came in, the Holmes Beach LLC Property Management that bought all the properties in Lakeland, is now being operated under control by Blackbird Technology and Blackbird Development, who go into detail about land weaponization. I cover this in detail. This is an organized firm out of the Black Rock hell that they make. It goes into detail about how you can weaponize land and all the different strategies. Give me camera four. Look at this. Everything from grid utility power to wetland floods to environmental to water and wasteland to fiber optics. They have all the aspects on how to manipulate the markets, manipulate the communities to force your data center in there. And the result, a site with complete diligence, clear and actionable information, and a coherent story ready for market consumption. Dude, if you dig down deep enough, I'm going to bet you any amount of money this comes out of CIA playbook with these guys. It's written like spooks.
Well, we talked about it, you know, months ago about how we have a group of people now that are trying to change the holographic reality in which we live, and they're going to use these data centers to do it, and they're going to put a wave that's going to basically a carrier wave of some type. It's going to change the thoughts of the hearts and the
minds.
They
want to do augmented virtual reality
globally
through everything, through people's phones, through their glasses. They want to do augmented virtual reality, and here's why they want to do it. Let me clarify this. They want to make everything their own perception of heaven. These entities do. They want you to not feel the need to go to Christ, the need to go to heaven, because you have your own digital dopamine heaven right in front of you that they project on you.
That's well said.
This is where it's going, guys. I don't get esoteric right now. We're 4 minutes out. I'm going to cook the clock. There's a whole lot more they're doing with these AI data centers. I have a good friend of mine in Orlando. He just came over the other night, and he literally told me that detail. He works with AI, and he said they're trying to build their own augmented virtual reality to make people no longer find God Almighty, and make themselves their own little gods. Well, I'm going to create my own heaven. What's your biggest desire? What's your biggest fantasy? What's your biggest thing? Well, we're going to create that for you so you can be like your own God and have your own heaven and have no desire to do anything else except find the way that AI can make you feel like you're fulfilled. However, it's all coming from a sadistic panel.
No, it goes right back to Luciferian playbooks, what it does.
These sinners are not what you think they are.
No. By the way, SNAP benefits go to 186,000 dead people, which we can tell, and stopping them is almost impossible. Now, Doge tried to do
this. Oh, he did. He called this out real quick.
Yeah, but some of these people getting this stuff for 30 or 40 years, and people have been dead for 30 or 40 years. And you know how you stop them? Just stop it. Just stop sending the check. Elon got so pissed off about the thing. He sent a bunch of emails to everybody. He says, "Do we got to just
pulse check?
Yeah, we got to pulse check. Am I even alive here? Give me five things you've done this week on this payroll system."
Millions of emails to federal workers.
Nobody
said, all I need you to do is tell me what five things you've done this week. Mm-hmm. I don't even care if it's got up, washed my hands, and went back to my office. It doesn't matter. I don't need anything specific. Half the emails never got a response. Dead emails. And they were for, and these are emails that were tied in to direct deposit paychecks from the federal government. So I just want to know if you guys are even alive. No, couldn't even prove that. And all of a sudden, by the way, Elon, you're done now. We need to go and pull you out.
Got
to
give you one more thing. Killing the mood. Smartphones reduce birth rate.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, let me say, they do it in two ways. The ladies like to irradiate their ovaries by putting the phone in their back pocket. And I've told so many women this. Most of them just don't even listen. They don't care. And the other thing is they irradiate testicles and they destroy sperm.
It goes beyond that.
It's a microwave.
It's also a massive distraction.
No, that's my next point. So you walk up to your wife, okay, and you kiss her on the neck and you say, "Honey, I'm kind of feeling frisky right now." And she goes, "Wait a minute, I got to check my Facebook."
Yep.
And you're like, "What?" "Yeah, I got my Instagram I got to do real quick. I'll get back to you in 4 or 5 hours, maybe in 4 or 5 days. Maybe we can schedule this in 3 weeks.
Exactly right. 100%.
And you know what happens to that marriage? Right straight downhill. And it goes both ways with men, too. They're under the sheets, and one of them's watching a doggone video on Facebook or something. You're like, "What's wrong with you?" No, don't do that. Including the irradiation. Because remember, these are little microwaves they're generating. But don't allow yourself to get so brain entrained by these devices
Limit your own time. I tell you all the time, limit your kids' time. Actually, keep your kids off a lot of this stuff. They don't need access to it anyways, period. But limit your own time. Self-regulate. A lot of these times, these phones are designed to become extremely addictive to keep you distracted on bubble gum. If you're going to spend time on something, at least try to do some research and expand your knowledge, expand your goal setting, expand your memories on certain things, understand more things. Don't just sit there and scroll Facebook. I don't even have Facebook. That is one of the most useless platforms in existence. All everybody does now is chatty Cathy. "Oh, so-and-so did this. Oh, I saw this on Facebook." You know what? Nobody cares. Instagram's not a real place. Neither is Facebook. Nobody cares. The vast majority of people that watch you on Facebook do not like you.
Woo.
Oh, take that one in.
That's about 80%.
80-20 rule. I've watched it happen. Majority of people just want to see what you're doing on Facebook so they can watch you fall at some point and then make fun of you and say, "Hey, did you see what happened to so-and-so?"
That's true.
You notice, they won't like your stuff when you're doing good. They won't like your stuff when you had a positive affirmation. "Oh, but man, you got a problem. You posted up there. Everybody reposted it." They want to see you do bad. Majority of people do not like you, and they do not want to see you do well on most social media platforms. Always remember that. Not being negative. Obviously, you got friends and family out there that do care, but utilize it properly, and don't have this conception in your mind that I've got 50,000 followers, and they love me. No, you're not a big deal.
No, they don't.
You're not a big deal. Nobody cares. It's social media. It's not real.
Oh, by the way, 11% of the Europeans now view U.S. as an ally. That's about right. Why would they consider U.S. an ally? They hate us, to be honest with you, quite frankly. Oh, by the way, I'm going to say something to you, and this is very important. You listen to me. Greater is he who is in you than he who is in the earth. And had the entities that rule the planet known what they were doing, this is scripture again, they would never have crucified the Son of Glory. All the stuff they're doing with these AI data centers is trying to fix that.
That's exactly because of the control
blood.
That
because the blood sanctifies you through Christ with when you do your communion, when you pray to God, when you repent. I've done entire shows on the blood and what it does. You guys can go back and listen to them. Remember that the entities that are on this planet, they don't like you. They hate you because they hate God. They hate Jesus, and they're scared that Jesus is going to show up again because he's here with the Holy Spirit all the time. But they don't want him showing up and throwing them in hell. So they're terrified of Christ. Remember that. So that's why they don't want you talking. It's like Jesus, like Jocelyn just said, they don't want you looking for Jesus or God. They want you to basically find your own augmented reality and be happy with that. Remember, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And this is the day the Lord hath made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, because greater is he who is in us than he who is in the world. You guys, remember that.
You guys, be sure to check out the 3-pack specials on the site, multi-pack listing, and product of the week on sale right now, magnesium. That'll change on later on tonight with the eyesight. So stay healthy, stay strong. Keep me posted. Give me updates if you guys need anything. You got our email here at healthmasters.com. Have a blessed, safe, awesome night. We'll talk to you again on this show tomorrow as always.
Oh, by the way, the HGH Stimulate should be here before the end of the week.
Picking it up tomorrow.
Yep. I love you guys. I appreciate you.